away we go here on the big show on this Wednesday, middle of the week, June the 5th, 2019, 18 minutes past the hour. Terry Tackett, along with me, Scott Spears, today for 2 hours of fun and giveaways and trivia and new questions. Terry and I went in the think tank this morning and came up with a whole new slew of questions to tantalize your mind.
To make you think a little bit. So.
And we've got a lot of great prizes here. We've got tickets to the Wises. We've got a ticket to Wise's Supermarket.
Yeah.
You can go in the front door. That's about it. That's not a good way to start off.
No. Start over.
Holy moly. We got
tickets
to the Wilds.
There you go.
We've got tickets to the Columbus Zoo. I think we've got one pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay. And we've got a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only.
At the McDonald's.
And we've got a McDonald's giveaway, which I think we'll save for the second hour.
Okay.
So, you know, listen for that. Or if you just want to call in and answer the questions, we've got a whole slew of questions here. And I've still got pineapple upside down cake my mind because, as many of you know, on Monday, I got a pineapple upside down cake delivered by one of our very good listeners. And she was in today.
Yeah.
To see how I'd been eating.
To see how the progress is going on the
So far I've just
been the pineapple upside down.
I've been nibbling.
Yeah.
I haven't actually jabbed a fork into it yet, but it's been good.
Right.
But she said it did not take that long to cook.
No, and she said she didn't use a skillet. She used a 9.5 by
13. I thought you had to use a skillet.
No, she said she used a 9.5 by 13
see,
pan.
And I thought the reason you used a cast iron skillet was so that's part of it when you flip it.
Yeah.
But it's also if you were a wife doing that in the 50s or the 60s, maybe 70s, 80s, whatever, and you made this thing, which took a long time to make, this pineapple upside down cake, and you gave a piece of it to your husband, if he didn't like it, you'd crack him in the head with that. And homicide.
Yeah, that's right.
There were
it served a dual purpose.
Yes, they used to call that upside down homicide.
So if he didn't like the upside down cake, he got whacked with the
You never saw that coming,
right?
Because you really can't kill anybody with a regular pan. Mm-hmm. You know, pans just don't have the heft like they used to. You might give somebody a concussion,
right?
But you're not going to kill them.
But the cast iron.
The cast iron. You're not going to
forget it.
You're not going to live to tell the tale.
No, it's over.
You know, here's a phrase you've never heard in life.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about the time I was hit in the head with a cast iron skillet.
Yeah, because usually you don't remember that stuff because
you're dead.
You're gone.
You're now on Memorial Day stop.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not that we would ever
they're going to visit you on Memorial Day now.
Well, it's because there was, and most juries would let off people who killed people that way because they knew the time and energy and effort that went into cooking a pineapple upside down cake and what bad manners it would be to say you didn't like it.
Disrespectful, yeah.
Disrespectful. So they put a knot on your head.
A big knot. Well, what do they say, like, you know, when you get a contusion, they call it a strawberry? Well, if you got hit with a cast iron, it was called a pineapple because usually you didn't like the pineapple upside down.
Well, and why is it called a strawberry?
Does it resemble a strawberry when it...
I don't know.
I mean, I've seen it. It looks black and blue and, you know, and it's got kind of that reddish...
That's all I know.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I'm working on this pineapple upside down cake. I certainly appreciate it.
Yeah.
But it was not cooked in a cast iron skillet. I learned that today.
Yeah. And it didn't take very long to cook, she said.
And she also had some herself with her friend that night for dinner.
Right.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right.
Summertime, man. You gotta dabble in all kinds of
fun
desserts. You know, and the sun's out now.
I wonder if pineapple upside down cake has a Hawaiian derivation.
Probably. I mean, I would think you would think pineapple. You would associate that with.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
And I thank the listener out there for doing that. Like I said, I've just picked at it so far.
A little Cool Whip or something with it or something.
Well, that's true. But, boy, it smells good.
Oh, man. I know. I was getting a drink there. Man, that's a good smell.
It's a delicious smell, that brown sugar. Brown sugar, pineapple, flour.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, the whole bit.
Yep.
Very good. All right, here's the trivia questions we did not get answered yesterday. Taco Bell tried to open in Mexico on 2 different occasions. Now, what name did they use when they tried to open up in Mexico? It's 2 words. Neither of the words are taco or bell.
And it, what symbolizes Mexico? Did you say something?
Well, it has to do with the fact that most people don't consider Taco Bell to be Mexican
food. Right, okay, that's what it was, okay.
So what would they have called Taco Bell in Mexico? What would the name have been? It's two words. Does anybody know the answer to that? That's been out there a while. Now, here's a question we brought up to the table.
So bathroom break wouldn't be...
No, it's not kidding. Bathroom break.
Although after you eat Taco Bell.
Sometimes, depending on what you have.
Yeah.
Now, the question we had a lot of guesses at yesterday, and we did not get the right answer to, many mass-produced ice creams have an ingredient.
Right.
Many mass-produced ice creams have an ingredient in them that you would not expect to be in there. What is that item that many mass-produced ice creams have that you would not expect to be in there? What was the first group of people to eat fast food? Does anybody know the first group of people that ate fast food? We also had this question, but I don't know that anybody took any guesses at this one. What was Subway's original name? Does anybody know what Subway's original name was? And we'll add a new question here in a moment as we go along. Go ahead, caller.
For a mass-produced ice cream, would it be gum?
Not gum, but that's, you know, I have not seen bubblegum-flavored ice cream for quite a while.
All right, can I answer one more on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Would it be wax?
Not wax.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. No, the question is, there are, in many mass-produced ice creams, obviously not the ice cream you make at home homemade.
Right.
But many mass-produced ice creams have something in them that you would not expect. It's an ingredient. What ingredient is in many mass-produced ice creams?
I've heard this, like I said, because a buddy of mine bought a dairy bar, and I'm sure.
It's an interesting question.
Yep.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, in the ice cream... Would it be beans?
Not beans.
Okay.
Thank you. But vanilla beans.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it could be in there. Yeah. You were thinking like kidney beans.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, or
lima or pinto.
Baked beans. Yeah. No, it's not beans.
Okay.
Many mass-produced ice creams have an ingredient in them that you would not expect.
What was that he told me? We talked about it.
What is that ingredient in mass-produced ice creams that you would not expect to be in there?
He bought a dairy bar and he said that you need this thing, and it was weird. It was a weird name, and it's something that I never would have associated with ice cream. But he said you have to have this in order to.
Well, if we get the answer, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I know it'll come to me as soon as
because people will then say, "I'm eating that when I'm eating mass-produced ice cream."
Like you say, we had a conversation. And I was like, "What does that have to do with?"
We're also looking for the first group that ever ate fast food.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody know the first group that ever ate fast food? Or does anybody know the Subway restaurant's original name? Does anybody know what the original name of Subway was? 740-383-9944. Tickets to the Wilds, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. What was Subway's original name? The first group that ever ate fast food. What is in many mass-produced ice creams that you wouldn't think was in there? It's an ingredient that you would not think was in there. What was Taco Bell's name when they tried to open up in Mexico? It's not Taco or Bell. It's two words. And it has to do with the fact that most people don't consider Taco Bell to be Mexican food. What is that? And here's the new question today. What does McDonald's make most of their money on?
Mm.
There you go. How about that?
Mm.
What does McDonald's make most of their money on? There's another question. 740-383-9944. So the questions we have right now, what does McDonald's make most of their money on? What was Subway's original name? What's the first group that ever ate fast food? Many mass-produced ice creams have an ingredient in them that you would not think was in there. And what was Taco Bell's original name when they opened up in Mexico? It was not Taco. It was not Bell. What would it have been? It's two words. 740-383-9944. What does McDonald's make most of their money on? What do you think?
I don't know.
It's an interesting question.
Yeah, it is.
here we are stuck smack dab in the middle of the week this week.
Which hopefully the rest of the week it's gonna clear up and at least be nice so you can do something, you know, outside. Or
I hope so. I think tomorrow's supposed to be fairly nice, and good, I think Friday's supposed to be nice.
That's great, because
are we ever gonna get away from
the
rain?
I'm so tired of this rain, man. It's just it's putting a damper on everything.
It affects people's attitudes. I think people's attitudes have went downhill.
Oh yeah.
Because of the rain. That awful rain. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
How you men doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Hey, you guys talking about ice cream. You know anything about that new ice cream bill going in on South Main Street?
Yep. I heard something about that the other day. We had the credit union people on, and the guy mentioned it to me. It's either going to be Riverside ice cream, or it's going to be Witz that's in Delaware. He wasn't sure.
Yeah, it just says topped ice cream and sweets on the window.
It's going to be one of those two, but he wasn't sure which one.
All righty.
Now, do you think an ice cream shop will be able to survive downtown with all of our Dairy Queens and Jerseys and so on and so forth?
I think it'd be a shot in the dark.
Yeah, it's going to be a difficult. I mean, I admire them for trying, and I wish them all the best of success. But I just think we have so many ice cream places in this town that are landmarks, like Jersey.
Yeah,
you got a lot of them there. So I was just going past there, and I just wondered, you know, because I hadn't really known it was up here.
Is there enough traffic uptown? You know, I mean, because right down the road you got McDonald's that does the dollar cones, you know, and Dairy Queen, and you know, and
Frosty's.
Yeah, because that,
you know,
that Bear's what is it, Bear's Restaurant or next door?
Byrie's, yeah.
Whatever it is, they're really packed. I mean, the sidewalk is full, but I don't know if that had any effect for them or not.
Right.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think...
Well, I'm just checking in, find out if you guys knew.
In that little area, it's going to be a lot of competition, I just think. Right?
Yeah, I would think.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right, Scott. Bye-bye.
And I do want to remind people that Offbeat News with Nate Redmond will be live tonight, 4:10 to 5 p.m. here on this station. A replay of the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 3:10 to 4 p.m. today. Now, what was the topic yesterday?
He talked about... What did he talk... He talked about the biblical sense of... Basically, like your morals and things like that.
And Over the Back Fence returns tomorrow with Pastor Steve Whitaker.
Yep.
9:10 to 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. You won't want to miss that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do many mass-produced ice creams have in them, an ingredient that you would not expect? What is that item? What's the first group to eat fast food? What was Subway's original name? What does McDonald's make most of their money on? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, would McDonald's be coffee?
Not coffee.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good guess. What does McDonald's make most of their money on? That's the new question today. What does McDonald's make most of their money on? What was Subway's original name? I don't think anybody's taken a guess at that. The first group that ever ate fast food. What was it? I think we had one guess on that one yesterday.
Yeah.
What's the first group to ever eat fast food? And we've had a lot of guesses on this one, but not the right one yet. Many mass-produced ice creams have something in them that you would not expect. What's that ingredient that is in many mass-produced ice creams? And also, we have Taco Bell. What was Taco Bell's name when they opened in Mexico? We've had that question for quite a while. What was their name? Two words. 740-383-9944. Tickets to the Wilds, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. We're going to have a McDonald's gift card next hour. Give us a ring, 740-383-9944. I'm thinking about what I can put in as my next order now after the pineapple upside-down cake.
Well, you've had the fruit cake and the pineapple upside down cake.
I've had the fruit cake. I've had the pineapple upside down cake.
How about a big old glass of RC?
See, I'm not into the RC.
That's what I said.
That would be beyond me. Yeah. Now, the apple butter was good.
Oh, man, that's...
I did like the...
Amish apple butter, man.
You know what I used to like? I used to like an English muffin toasted with butter and apple butter.
Really?
But it had to be warm. That was always good.
Yeah.
But then some people would try to give you a bagel.
Yeah.
I said, not a bagel.
No.
You got to have an English muffin.
Yeah. What I always liked was I always like just like it was a cinnamon muffin, but it was an apple flavored cinnamon muffin. But as long as they were warm, like you said, and then I would actually put a little bit of butter on that.
So an apple cinnamon.
Oh man!
You know, it's most pastries I think are better warm.
Yeah, I got it from Tim Hortons for a while. Man, they were really good.
Good to raise your blood sugar too.
Yeah, that's the only thing. That's why now I don't eat them as you know. But man, that used to be my go-to as far as morning food.
Well, and yesterday we gave the recipe for the cottage cheese.
Yeah, I'm going to try that.
Whipped cream, Jell-O. You know, there used to be a song, and I get to thinking about that last night. It's not that, but it was cottage cheese, lime green, marshmallow, Jell-O surprise. Mm. It was a song. I forget who sang it, but it was a funny, funny song. Just kind of a goofy thing.
I mean, this is kind of off the beaten path here, but what I've been watching lately, I've been so addicted to these YouTube videos. I've been watching that picking and grinning a lot. I don't know why.
Oh, picking and grinning. You got some jokes?
No, I just been...
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm McDonald's. Would that be the cheeseburger?
No. Not the cheeseburger. Good guess.
Not the cheeseburger. See, you're trying to pick and grin right here.
And then even the older ones when Buck Owens, you know, they had that other guy. I've been watching those. I don't know why.
Picking and grinning, for people who don't remember, was on the TV series Hee Haw.
Yeah.
And they would all get together and play the banjo.
The whole cast would be out there, you know.
Yeah, and basically it was one person would tell a joke and the other person would do the punchline.
Yeah, yeah. But yesterday, one of the special guests that they had was Foster Brooks.
Oh, he played the drunk.
Yeah. And they were trying to do their picnic, and he was doing the drunk.
Foster Brooks.
And then the one they had, Joe Frazier, the boxing champion.
Joe Frazier was on Hee Haw.
Yeah.
Now, that's a little... you wouldn't think that would fit in. He's out in the cornfield.
And then one, I think they were doing one I watched, maybe had like Johnny Cash or Conway.
Now, he would fit into Hee Haw.
Yeah, it was funny, man.
The questions on the table today, what does McDonald's make most of its money on? What does McDonald's make most of its money on? That's the question. What was Subway's original name? What was the first group to eat fast food? Does anybody know that? And what special ingredient is in ice cream that you would not expect to be in ice cream?
Who was your favorite character on Hee Haw?
Well, it would probably be Minnie Pearl, Grandpa Jones.
You ever like
Roy Clark?
Lulu.
Lulu was funny.
Yeah.
Heavy woman.
Yeah. Funny, though.
Funny.
I always liked Archie. Archie Campbell from...
Archie? Oh, yeah. He was... And what was the... Junior?
Yeah, Junior Samples.
Junior Samples. They were funny people.
great cast.
Like I say, when I interviewed Roy Clark on his bus years ago, it was Roy Clark. You know, he had the chaw in his mouth and everything.
Funny.
Funny days.
I like that show. That show was great, man.
It was very country.
Yeah, yeah.
If that ain't country.
Yep. Howdy.
You're doing your Minnie Pearl again.
Oh, man. That was funny. Gosh,
Funny show.
Like I say, I've just been YouTubing a lot of that stuff here lately. Just funny.
And she was a funny woman.
Yeah.
Oh, a smart woman.
Yeah. Sarah something was her real name.
We were never going to get this, but, you know, it's Minnie Pearl.
Yeah.
What does ice cream have in it? Many mass-produced ice creams that you would not expect this item to be an ice cream. It has an ingredient in it that you wouldn't expect to be in many mass-produced ice cream. What's the first group to eat fast food? What was Subway's original name? And what does McDonald's make most of its money on? 740-383-9944. Those are the questions on the table on this Wednesday.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, for Subway, was this called Doctor's Associates?
Doctor's Associates?
Uh-huh.
Not Doctor's Associates.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, the question is, what was Subway's original name? Now, that's the first guess I think we've had on it. It was not Doctor's Associates.
Right.
So you have a few here you can go at. What was Subway's original name?
Mm-hmm.
What does McDonald's make most of their money on? What's the first group that ever ate fast food? And how many, what item is in ice cream, mass-produced ice cream, that you would not expect to be there? There's an ingredient in mass-produced ice cream that you would not expect to be there. And what was Taco Bell's original name when it opened up in Mexico? It was not Taco Bell. What was it? Two words. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-WWGH. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. Isn't it McDonald's fountain drinks that makes the most money?
You know, that's a good guess. I would think so, but it's not fountain drinks, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Man, I would have thought, bye-bye. That was what I was thinking. I was thinking
fountain drinks.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people get them.
Because I know they always say that, you know, that the cup is like price wise is.
Oh, I you know, it's a good place.
Yeah,
I'll just say that.
Yeah,
go ahead, caller.
Okay, for the Subway place, was it Pete's Super Submarine?
Pete's Super Submarine. You've got it. Now, how'd you know that?
I didn't, because that's what he wanted to call it, but the name, I think, on the building was the other one I just gave you, that Doctor's Associates or something.
Now, did you Google that answer?
No, I don't do computers. Somebody else does for me.
Oh, okay. Did they Google it?
Yeah, but they said he wanted to call it Pete, but apparently he called it the other name, Doctor. What did I say? Doctor's Associates or something. He said that was the name on the building, Doctor's Associates, but he wanted to call it Pete, so I don't know which one. So I'm guessing Pete's now.
Now, can you imagine saying, hey, I need some subs. Can you go down to the Doctor's Associates and pick those up?
When you looked that up, was that the name that was on the building, the Doctor's Associates or Associates?
No, it was Pete's Super Submarines.
Oh, well, he just told me he wanted to call it the Pete's, but I think the other name was on the building, so I don't know. So I'm guessing Pete's.
No, that's interesting. Now, do you cook anything special, like a pineapple upside down cake?
No.
Oh, okay.
My brother, growing up, he helped my mom can and do all the stuff. They let me play.
They let you, well, that's nice.
He makes the fruitcakes, too.
Oh. And
he makes about anything from the garden. He can do all that stuff.
I understand.
So when I go down, I'm going to mention about a fruitcake. I don't know if he makes them anymore. Maybe he'll make you one.
He can keep it.
No, it really does good.
Make sure if he's got one like three or four months old, that'd be the...
Hey, thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Pete's Super Submarines. That was the initial name of Subway.
Pete's Super Submarines.
Pete's Super Submarines. Okay. Now, we still don't know what ingredient is in mass-produced ice cream.
Well, I thought if...
that you wouldn't expect.
You said if we went to the doctors, couldn't you just abbreviate it? Go get some subs from the DAs.
From the DAs.
Are you going to the DAs? Oh, boy.
Well...
Am I in trouble or am I going to get subs?
That's right. Going to see the... Yeah. How many, what item is in many mass-produced ice creams that you wouldn't expect? What are you eating when you're eating your mass-produced ice cream? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
Does McDonald's make their most profit on French fries?
Not French fries, but that's a popular item for
one.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, the question is, what does McDonald's make most of their money on?
I never would have thought about that. That's a good one.
To this day. What does McDonald's make most of their money on? What was the first group to eat fast food? What is in many mass-produced ice creams? What is the item that's in many mass-produced ice creams?
Did I hear the other day, too, they're the highest franchise fee, McDonald's, I think?
They might be.
Yeah.
I wouldn't surprise me. And what was Taco Bell's name when they originally opened up in Mexico? Has everybody thrown in the towel on that one?
I haven't heard that one for a while.
Yeah. What was Taco Bell's name when they originally opened up in Mexico? Two words, and it's not Taco nor Bell. And I'll give you one more question since we've got the Subway question. What big-name celebrity joined the cast of the Carol Burnett Show late in its run? Does everybody remember the Carol Burnett Show? What big-name cast member, celebrity, joined the cast of the Carol Burnett Show late in its run? I think it was on 11 years.
Yeah. This person was huge.
I don't think people remember that this person was a part of the Carol Burnett Show. Can you sing the Carol Burnett song? You know she's got a song. No, that's not Carol Burnett.
I don't know.
No, you know she sang the song at the end.
Yeah.
Can anybody sing the Carol Burnett Show song?
Call in.
Yeah.
The song that she sang at the end of the show.
I remember watching the show. I just don't remember.
I think I know most of it.
You know most of it?
But I don't know the whole thing.
The whole thing. Okay.
Yeah, but she sang it at the end of every show. Then she tugged her ear.
Yeah.
You know.
And did the...
She did the Tarzan yell.
I always like Lyle Wagner on that show.
He's still around.
He's still around, yeah. Harvey Korman, though, and they were great
Tim
together.
Conway yeah, were they, hilarious.
Oh, man.
But people forget... And Vicki Lawrence.
Yeah.
But people forget that this person was... Part of the cast.
Until you brought it up, I've totally forgot. I remember watching that show.
And it's an A-list celebrity.
It is very, very big. Yeah.
What big-name celebrity joined the cast of the Carol Burnett Show late in its run? That's one of the questions. What does McDonald's make most of its money on? What was the first group to eat fast food? Haven't had too many guesses on that one. Mm. And what ingredient that you normally would not expect is in mass-produced ice creams? What is it? 740-383-9944. And I'll give you one more.
Come on, guys. We want to give these tickets away.
Open up one more.
Come on.
What percentage of the meal when you go out to eat doesn't get eaten? Okay? Think about it. It's a percentage. So it's somewhere between 1% and 100%. But what percentage of the meal does not get eaten? What percentage of the meal do you
leave
on your plate?
Are you
going to
give them
a
little leeway on that one?
No, they have to hit it right on the dot.
Got to hit that one right on the dot.
What percentage of the meal goes uneaten when you eat in a restaurant? Now, I heard our own Adam Lett, that's 0.
Yeah.
0%.
Especially at Chinese buffets.
Our regular buffets.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
If you're a clean plater, you're a clean plater.
I see his picture is on the wall at the Ponderosa.
Is it on the wall? Yeah, I did not know that.
They got the Clean Plate Club, and he's...
He's part of that.
He's on the wall.
Our own Adam, the computer guy.
Adam's the computer guy.
Heard every Tuesday and Thursday from 2:10 to 3 p.m., and Mondays with Dr. Ron Feynman. Mid-morning coffee break, 10:10 till 11 a.m.
Yeah, he's on the wall out there, so...
So here we go. What percentage of the meal goes uneaten when you go out to eat? How much is left on the plate? All you got to do is give me a percent.
Boy.
What big-name celebrity joined the cast of the Carol Burnett Show late in its run? Does anybody remember that big-name celebrity? What does McDonald's make most of their money on? Does anybody know that? What was the first group to eat fast food? Haven't had too many guesses on that one. What is in many mass-produced ice creams that you would not think is in there? It's an ingredient. What is that ingredient? What was Taco Bell's original name when they tried to open up in Mexico? It was not Taco Bell. Two words, though. And it had to do with the fact that... Most Mexicans do not think that Taco Bell is Mexican food. So there you go. 740-383-9944. Tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. Tickets to Zumbezi Bay. Tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Huntsman Auto Oil Change. 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. And we'll be doing this through the next hour as well. And we'll be introducing a McDonald's $10 gift card next hour. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open even as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still thinking good thoughts about that pineapple upside down cake. I'm thinking if I dive right in, I might just eat the whole thing.
Oh, man. That could be detrimental to you.
Could be good.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, for the ice cream, is it starch?
Not starch.
Okay,
but that would straighten you out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of stuff that, like, I remember in other food. What I was going to tell you about the Subway thing, there were two guys. And I think one of their names was Pete, and he wanted to call it Pete. And the other guy didn't, and they both were going for their doctorate, and they wanted to call it Doctor's Associate. But either the medical association or somebody got after him. They wouldn't give him the permit, so they had to go to Subway. Now, that's how I got it.
Well, now, where are they now? Where's Pete and this other guy today?
I don't know, because, what was the year? I forget the year now. He just told me the year, and I forget it. That it's at the Subway, but they wanted to call us the doctor's associates because they were both going for their doctorate degree. So they would be, 20? And did he tell me, was Subway in 78? Something like that? So they would be at least 20 years old or whatever.
So they'd be in their 50s or 60s now.
Yeah, and he said that either the doctors, somebody put up a fuss, either the doctors or something, and they wouldn't give them the permit in that name, so they had to go to Subway.
Well, that's interesting. Hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, we're looking for that ingredient in ice cream that you would not expect to be in ice cream, mass-produced ice cream. What ingredients in there that you would not expect to be in there? Not starch, although starch could really do a number on you.
Straighten
you right out there if you're eating your ice cream.
Yeah.
What was the first group to eat fast food? Does anybody know the first group to eat fast food? What does McDonald's make most of their money on? I'm surprised we don't have this one answered.
Yeah.
What does McDonald's make most of their money on? What big-name celebrity joined the cast of the Carol Burnett Show late in its run? Does anybody know that big-name celebrity? That's TV trivia. And what percentage of your meal is left on the plate when you eat in a restaurant? How much food do you leave on the plate? We just need a percentage. 740-383-9944. Tickets to the Wilds, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, tickets to Zumbeezy Bay, and Huntsman Auto Oil Change. 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. We would love to talk to you. Even if you don't want to win a prize, give the answer. Or give us some interesting information. Like, can anybody sing Carol Burnett's closing theme song?
Yeah, I thought I...
Do Minnie Pearl.
Howdy.
Another Minnie Pearl.
Howdy.
Now, did she have any other catchphrases?
That's the only one I remember was...
Yeah, she just howdied it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone she's seen, howdy.
I know Carol Burnett starts out, it's like, I'm so glad we've had this time together, just to have a laugh and sing a song. It seems as though we just get started when the time comes that we have to say so long. Goodbye, everybody. Have a good night.
And then,
oh, I did know the whole thing.
And then she gives the...
Yeah, now I got a tug on my ear.
Yeah, it gives the ear tug. And my sister always liked the one skit where she was the secretary. And
Mrs. Wiggins.
Yeah, and then Mr. what, Tugball?
Mr. Tugball.
Yeah. Mrs. Wiggins, you know. She had
was she a Danish?
I don't know what she was.
Well, I did know. Maybe I should start singing
there
that at
go.
The end of the
there
show every day.
Yeah.
Sign off with that. Steal it right from Burnett.
Or do your you could have blazing sound, you know.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that works.
Yeah.
But no, that's Carol Burnett's closing. Isn't that the... Does anybody know? Is that...
Now that you say that, that's... Yeah.
Was that the song?
That was the song.
740-383-9944.
That was the song.
Oh, the things that rattle around in your head.
Yeah, I don't know what... I don't know what... And then I remember the opening, she always had that, like, it always had that mop, you know, like, squeak in. And she
yeah,
was,
the char woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting show.
A great show. I liked it.
Yeah,
it
ran for a long
time. I
remember
it was on Sundays, Sunday nights. That used to be part of the ritual on Sundays.
Ed Sullivan?
Yeah. I always watched a lot of that Angela Lansbury 2 Murder Shoot. I always watched a lot of that. I liked that show.
Oh, you know, somebody came by the studio the other day and was asking me this question. We had this trivia question. I never gave the answer to it.
Mm.
Shecky Green, I say, tells the funniest story.
That's funny.
In talk show history.
Yeah.
Does anybody know that? We never got the answer. What is the funniest story in talk show history that Shecky Green has told on this
Nobody
show?
Nobody will ever tell a better story
That's
than
the best
that.
One. That's the best one. 740-383-9944. Do you know the answer to that?
And the way he does it, the way he delivers this stuff, it's fascinating.
He's a tremendous monologist, too.
He is.
Mimicry and the things that he's able to do.
Well, especially for his age. I mean, what is he, 94?
93.
Amazing, man. God love you, Shecky. I mean, he's so funny, man.
Did you catch Ludacris on the station the other day?
I heard that Weasel talked to him. I didn't hear it, though.
Yeah, it was on.
Ludacris.
Ludacris.
Or as he calls him, Luda.
Luda. That's a nickname. Luda.
They're on a first name.
Nate shows on today. Nate Redmond's.
Offbeat news and trivia.
Perfect.
Yep.
4:10 to 5 p.m. today. Some great giveaways.
Yep. Sounds like he's got a few good giveaways lined up. So
in the pastor spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker repeats today, 3:10 to 4, and over the back fence with Pastor Steve Whitaker returns
tomorrow
morning.
Yep.
Tomorrow morning, 9:10 to 10 a.m. You don't want to miss that.
That's Thursday morning.
That's
right.
Does anybody know how much food is left on your plate, percentage wise?
Come on, guys.
How much percentage, what's the percentage of food left on your plate when you go out and eat?
We want to give these tickets away.
What big name celebrity join the cast of Carol Burnett late in its run? What does McDonald's make most of their money on?
That'd be interesting, huh? Because, man, we've heard some interesting answers that I thought would have easily been the right answer.
Not the right one yet.
Yeah.
What was the first group to eat fast food? Does anybody know
that's
that?
That's the one that's killing me right there.
And
because I would have thought yesterday the answer we got was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a good guess yesterday, but not the right one. First group to eat fast food. Does anybody know? And many mass-produced ice creams have something in them that you would not expect to be in there, an ingredient. What is it? And Taco Bell. What was Taco Bell's name when they opened up in Mexico? They tried on two different occasions. It didn't work. It's two words. It's not Taco or Bell. And it has to do with the fact that most Mexicans do not feel that Taco Bell is
legitimately
Mexican food.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. Give us a call. What is the difference between Mexican and Spanish food?
Is it the spices? The spices? Yeah.
The cook?
The spices, maybe? I don't know.
Like, what is a Spanish food and what is a Mexican food? Now, Mexican food, obviously, tacos.
Like enchiladas,
yeah,
tacos,
enchilada.
Tostitos.
So what would be a Spanish food?
Is there like a Spanish rice?
So that's it?
No. I'm sure there's other stuff. I was trying to think that.
I just don't know if there's a whole lot of difference between
right.
the two.
I think it's just, I don't know if it's the way it's prepared or if it's the spices.
What did you think about the guy losing on Jeopardy after all those weeks?
Somebody said his daughter wanted him to lose.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think most people wanted him to lose by the end.
Yeah.
They were tired of him winning.
Yeah. What do you think about Cordray being a Jeopardy champion, Richard Cordray?
Oh, God. But you know, I think they ease it up for those celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like when they have the Celebrity Jeopardy. Yeah. I don't think the questions are quite as hard.
Right. Well, because I know sometimes, you know, you hear some of these questions, and it's like American, you know, literature. It's like, what?
My understanding was this guy on Jeopardy knew how to bet.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Now, he was smart.
Yeah.
But he knew how to bet.
He knew how to bet.
Apparently.
He must have studied it before he...
Must have.
Yeah.
Well, looks like we had a caller there. If that was you, call back in.
Call back.
Let's give it a try here. Nope. Didn't go. If that was you, call us back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open.
That same thing, though. I heard about somebody on, like, the Price is Right or something and figured out the betting system or something and won.
But, you know, it only works so long. This
right.
guy lost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Eventually, you're going to.
Eventually, you hit the wall.
Yeah.
And this guy hit the wall.
He hit the wall.
The other day.
But what, he took, what, $2 million?
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, on the amount of food that you don't eat, would that be 10%?
Not 10%, but that's a good guess. Thank you.
Oh, you're going to get shot.
I'm going to get killed.
I'm sure.
Yep.
All right. What? Oh, no.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
Thank God the break's coming up here, man.
Golly. What percentage of the meal goes uneaten when you eat out in a restaurant? You can only have 100 answers here.
Right.
And one of them's out the window there with 10%. But what percentage of the meal do you leave on the plate when you go out and eat? What big-name celebrity joined the cast of the Carol Burnett Show late in its run? Nobody's guessed on that one yet. Does anybody know the answer? What does McDonald's make most of its money on? What was the first group that ever ate fast food? What many mass-produced ice creams have an ingredient in them that you would not expect? This is kind of dried up. Nobody's guessed in a while. What's that ingredient in many mass-produced ice creams that you would not expect to be in there? 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. We've got about 3 minutes left in this hour, 57 minutes past the hour. Certainly would love your participation. And remember, we're going to do this next hour, too, so don't go anywhere. So what do you find interesting?
About anything?
Anything. What are you going to sing today?
Oh, I don't know. Probably nothing. I don't
know. Not going to sing the Carol Burnett song?
No, like I say, I wish I could do it, but I can't do the picking and grin. I wish I could do that, but...
Do you remember any of the jokes?
Yeah, the one I remember, Steve with me, he said, the one guy, Buck Owens, had passed it was the other guy. He said, he was talking to Roy, and he said, Roy said, I'm playing golf now. He said, I'm in a golf tournament at our local golf club. And he said, you are? And he said, yeah. He said, you got to be 80 and over, though. And he said, oh, he said, well, do you qualify? He said, well, what that means is, he said, if you're 80 and over, you play three holes, and whoever wins is the person that can remember the score.
The original.
I thought that was pretty good.
Well, the original Pickin' and Grinnin' was Roy Clark and
Buck Owens.
Buck Owens.
Yeah.
And then Buck drank himself into oblivion.
So this other guy was Buck somebody.
I think
it?
Buck Trent.
Buck Trent. That's right.
Buck
that's
Trent.
Right, that's right.
Now, I don't know who Buck Trent is.
Yeah.
But he's there.
Yeah.
I guess he could play the banjo.
He still didn't quite have the...
Oh, he didn't have the Buck Owens?
Well, I'm used to Roy playing the banjo and Buck playing the... And it was just weird seeing the opposite.
Well, I think Roy was on in years.
Yeah, by that time, yeah. What was he when he died? Was he 80?
He was in his 80s.
80s, yeah.
Yeah.
I always loved that show. It was so funny seeing some of the girls that, like the cornfield girls, you know, now, of course, they're much older.
Who was the big one? Gunilla Hutton?
Something like that, yeah.
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 When she out in the cornfield?
Yep.
We're going to get any more guesses this hour before we break. We're going to do it next hour, so stay with us here. But what is the ingredient? Minnie Pearl strikes again. What's the ingredient in many mass-produced ice creams that you would not expect to be there? What's the first group that ever ate fast food?
That's the one. That one's killing me right there. I hope somebody gets that one.
What does McDonald's make most of their money on? Who was the big-name celebrity that joined the cast of the Carol Burnett Show late in its run? And what percentage of the meal goes uneaten in a restaurant? How much is left on your plate, percentage-wise?
Yeah.
And what was the original name of Taco Bell when they tried to open up in Mexico? It was not Taco Bell, but it was two words. What was it? 740-383-94. We're having a time here. And remember, we're going to do this next hour as well, so you won't want to go anywhere.
Because Minnie will be here. Minnie will be back.
Minnie will be back, still doing her...
Howdy.
Howdy. Oh, my word. What a thing. What a thing it is. And maybe you'll eat the pineapple upside down cake.
Yep.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Good. The McDonald's question?
Yes.
Is it potatoes?
Not potatoes, but that's a good guess.
All right.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
We got about a minute left here. 740-383-9944. What does McDonald's make most of their money on? What's that ingredient in mass-produced ice cream that you would not expect to be there? What is that item? What was the first group to eat fast food? What big-name celebrity joined the cast of the Carol Burnett Show late in its run? What percentage of food do you leave on the plate when you go eat in a restaurant? Just the percentage. That's all
right,
we need.
Right.
740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answer? What's the percentage you leave on the plate when you go out and eat?
Oh, probably 10%.
10%?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you do most of it.
I do. I eat. It depends on what
it is. If you're going to pay for it.
Yeah. That's the way I
look at it. You've
got
to eat it.
That depends on. A lot of mine depends on what the price is.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to do this next hour, so you don't want to go anywhere. Stay glued to your radio. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
7.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Programming on WWGH.